Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. All right, Charlie, use another side of the glass. Sparky with you. Charlie, sounds of the day, top three clips coming up here in about 15 to 18 minutes or so. We'll see if he's nice to me today or not, and we'll go from there. That's brought to you by Prize Picks. Joining us now, a guy that's always nice to me, he is David Haugh of Mully & Haugh, weekday mornings on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haugh. David, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sparky. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. I'm kind of intrigued by what y'all are thinking down there in Chicago, because there was all this talk of Ashton Gentry's going to be that guy possibly. Now there's talk that Jacksonville may take him. There's talk of, well, Chicago wants a tight end, but then you look at the offensive line last year. So what are the thoughts of Bears fans heading into this one?
I think the thoughts are they're going to get a good player, and there's going to be a variety of options depending on who goes in front of them. That's an obvious approach, but sometimes teams get in trouble, and the Bears have in the past, about being fixated on one or two guys and maybe one or two positions and drafting out of need rather than drafting, you know, the best available player, as they say. So the Bears actually are in a very good spot, I believe, at 10 to get a player that could be a day one starter, certainly a week one contributor. And it will depend on guys like, well, if Ashton Gentry does go off the board, if Mason Graham does go off the board, if Will Campbell isn't there. I think a lot of different scenarios exist, and the Bears have to be nimble. I think there are a couple things they want to avoid, in my opinion. I don't think you want to give up too much draft capital to move up, and I don't think you want to pass up an opportunity by trading down if you have the right guy and he's there to seize it.
Wait a second here. Trying to figure something out. You said you don't want to give up too much draft capital, but y'all got 2 second-round picks. I mean, to go from, you know, top 10 to top 3 or top 4, if you like Campbell that much at left tackle, to try and get in front of New England or whatever, to me makes a lot of sense, especially if you love Abdul Carter and think that he could be a difference maker as a pass rusher.
Well, those are two very different scenarios you just posed. I think if you're talking about Abdul Carter, it's unrealistic, but yes, defensible, because then I would do that. I would say that. If Abdul Carter drops to 4, then I think you open up the combination to the safe and you figure out what's in there. You bring out all the fine jewelry, and then you make an offer, and I think you see what you can do. If it's Will Campbell, I don't think you do it with that kind of aggressiveness, because I don't know that you can't wait. And you look, Sparky, you know this from, in all seriousness, the Bears are not one player away from anything. So you want to accumulate guys on your roster that give you depth, and you want to, with those second-round picks, ideally draft starters who are going to be starters when you win the NFC North when you win the NFC total championship. You have to think that way if you're Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles, and I think that's why they might be more protective of the second-round draft picks than guys who talk about what the Bears might do.
Talk with David Hogg, Mullen and Hogg, weekday mornings on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Hogg, and joined now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Sparky with you in talks over the years of my career. I'm sure you've had them as well, with general managers of all variants of different sports. They all, the good ones, normally say that you have to adjust your roster to kind of what your coach wants and what's going to work within the systems that they want to play. Having said that, how does Ryan Poles and how he looks at things change now with Ben Johnson as head coach?
It's a great question. I think what happens is that Ashton Jeanty, to me, is the player you talk to people around the league, and certainly you just read the tea leaves in town, that if he were there, that they would be fixated on him because of the way that he would make Ben Johnson look smarter and give him more range of options offensively to be a dynamic play caller. And he would envision the Bears mimicking what they did in Detroit with Gibbs and Montgomery, and that would be DeAndre Swift and Jeanty. I don't know if that's realistic, but I do think that speaks to what you're talking about. Likewise, I think when you look at the quality of tight ends that are available, Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland are guys who you could imagine and envision playing major roles in Ben Johnson's passing game. Ben Johnson works out of the two tight end set as much as any play caller in the NFL the last couple of years. So you could see why Cole Kmet and a tight end who they would draft at 10 might be a dynamic duo and an attractive, appealing option for Ben Johnson. So it's in that way, not necessarily beefing up front, which I think every coach can defend by building from the line of scrimmage, especially the way the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But I think with Ben Johnson specifically, when you look at the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Field position weaponry that's available, I think that would be something that you wonder if they're going to go in that direction because of his presence.
Which side of the ball is further along right now that needs the least amount of help, offense or defense?
Well, I think, you know, the way the Bears attacked free agency, they rebuilt the interior of their line with the center and two guards. So they are relatively, I don't want to say set on the offensive line, but I do think that probably if you had to say which side of the ball is weakest and needs the most help, I think it would be the defensive side, because they still could use a defensive tackle, which is what makes Mason Graham so appealing if he were on the board at 10. It might not be as sexy as some, you know, some picks, skill position guys that I described earlier, but I do think he would probably address one of the biggest need areas. And also, he might be the highest player ranked on many boards, because if he drops to 10, It means that other teams address needs, and they left a very good football player up there for the Bears to take.
David Hall, Molly and Hogg, catch him on 670 The Score weekday mornings. Follow him on Twitter at David Hall. How much of a caravan of Bears fans should we expect in Green Bay over the next 3 days? I've been asking people who we all think is going to be the second largest fan base out of the Packers in Titletown, and the Bears have the lead currently with people I've asked.
Well, the only thing that I think you can guarantee is that the 10th pick is going to get booed. Is that
yes,
true?
I think that will be true.
Yeah. And I think a lot of Bears fans have come up there full of curiosity, wondering what they, when they, how they rescheduled the tractor pull that was regularly scheduled.
It's happening inside Lambeau Field while the draft is going on.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure of that.
Yes.
I wasn't sure. I'll tell my friends who are going up there.
Cheese curds and beer as well.
I don't think there. I know a lot of people driving up to Green Bay to take part in the draft. I think they're probably more comfortable in their own environment and drinking their own beer. But I think that if they were to go up there, it is exciting. I think Detroit did it well. Chicago certainly did it well when the city hosted it 2 years in a row about a decade ago. So the pressure's on Green Bay to keep up appearances.
You know, it's funny because, I mean, you all, I used to call it the neighborhood dump, but it's really nice now, Wrigley. You have that stadium that everybody wants to come to from around the country. You got Fenway. Yeah. Everybody wants to go there. I think Lambeau is similar in that aspect. And the cool part about this, from what I've been told, is that while the draft is going on outside of the stadium, they're going to have the draft of the stadium open for free. And you'll be able to go into the stadium and watch the draft from inside Lambeau Field. So for people that are coming from wherever, all over the country, that have never been to Lambeau and want to check it out and the whole deal, they get a pretty cool experience in that aspect too.
I love Lambeau Field. I really do. I think it is one of the destinations in sports you have to see, much like Wrigley Field, much like Notre Dame Stadium, where I spent 10 years in South Bend covering the Irish. And I think when you talk about Lambeau Field, it's in that category of things that are on every sports fan's bucket list. So that's a really cool thing to open up the stadium, let people go in there for free. And it would definitely be worth people from Chicago going through all the travails of getting there through the back roads and the dirt roads and the creeks and crossing over the bridges and everything like that. So I would recommend people try.
Yeah, you take all the shots you want, man. It does not matter. It does not matter. They like to say scoreboard, man. Just look at where everything plays out here at the end of the day.
Hold on. Where was scoreboard? Are we segueing to baseball then? Because we're talking to me at a time, speaking of stadiums, Wrigley Field was full last night. Cubs beat the Dodgers for the second victory in 4 days, where they came back and they scored double-digit runs. And I think the standings say, 15-10.
If memory serves correctly, the Cubs got off to an okay start last year, too, and then it all crumbled down to earth. And then they had to get going in the second half of the year to try and get this thing back to within 10 games. As my producer, Charlie, is a gigantic Cubs fan, and I had to deal with him. And was it last week or the week before? He's like, Spark, what do you think of the Cubs? What do you think of the Cubs? I said, come on, man. I mean, the Brewers have had, 9-10 different starting pitchers. 4/5 of the rotation had been hurt. And they're sitting right there, game and a half out of the Cubs, who, outside of Justin Steele, have been relatively healthy for the most part at this point. So as a Brewers fan, I'm ecstatic that you all didn't run away and hide, because it could have went that way, and I would have totally understood it if the Brewers couldn't overcome all the pitching injuries they have had. But fortunately for us, we know how to develop pitching.
Well, Cubs have gone through the teeth of the schedule that softens considerably now. They've gone through the NL West portion of it, and they still are 15-10. And the man you like to call a traitor made a pinch running move last night that basically won the game in a walk off in the 10th. So life is all well and good on the north side of Chicago.
How do you all continue to blow big leads? What is going on down there with that?
Well, you know, the bullpen is probably priority one in trying to fix it. They do need to address it.
Yeah.
I think that they will. Justin Steele being lost for the season is a big blow as well. But when you can hit like a softball team, I do think that helps.
But will you hit like a softball team for 6 months? That's what
know.
We shall see.
That's the fun of it, Sparky. That's the fun of it.
That's what we shall see, David Haw. He is Molly and Haw. I love having him on. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. Catch him weekday mornings on 670 The Score. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Sparky. Thanks.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.